of this recording, Italy 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, there is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy gas began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling comma comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered heather. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a loaf of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Brindisi, a town located in the southeast area of Italy. I have 2 wonderful parents and a wonderful big brother that I looked up to. I lived in Torino for 6 years. I went to college there, where I majored in psychology.
Sono nata a Brindisi, in una città del sud Italia, in Puglia. Ho 2 genitori ed 1 fratello più grande che ammiro molto. Ho studiato psicologia all'Università di Torino, dove vivo da 6 anni. Anche se molto diversa da Brindisi, Torino è una città che offre molto, di cui mi sono innamorata subito. Continuo comunque ad essere molto legata alla mia città d'origine e al mare, che per me è un'oasi di piacere e tranquillità.